Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This is an amazing, auspicious, historic day, not because, well, we've had Dr. Tenpenny on the show over the years and love her dearly, just from the first time to this time, but the focal point today and every couple of weeks until maybe one day we can go every week is something called V Science Bites. And I'll let Dr. Tenpenny, if you don't mind, just kind of give the sense of it. I'm going to show them kind of how to wrap their heads around what we're going to do every time now that we get you on for the V-Science Bites, because it's a unique presentation in broadcast media that is focused a little bit differently, a little bit, you know, narrowing down how we're going to discuss the V issue. Shh, don't say vaccine, right? Because of censorship. So y'all check out Dr. Tenpenny as she relates it. I'll show you something as well.
Yeah, wow, this is really great. It's been a several months in the planning and for between me and Robert, and it's been several years in the planning for me personally, mm-hmm. because I've wanted to do this for a long time. And as we speak, the upload to the Vaccine Science Library, the Tenpenny Resource Library with our 7 years of work and more than 10,000 articles pulled specifically from the mainstream medical journals, from only peer-reviewed journals, is actually loading up. It will be open tomorrow. So we'll be open tomorrow, and so will Vaccine University with our advanced courses, and so will Courses for Mastery, which will be a place where people can go and click on buttons and see everything we do from one sort of thing. But what we're doing today, the V stands for the V word that we can't really talk about, mm-hmm. and we said the V, so it could be victory, it could be voice, it could be things. Science stands for itself in terms of we are called anti-science, conspiracy theorists, misinformationists, and it's time for us to like start exposing the science from the mainstream medical journals supporting everything that we've said about vaccines not being safe, not being effective, and not doing anything to protect us. And then the bites is sort of like those, has like a double meaning. Bites are like, we want to make these little tiny bites that you can remember. And that you can start putting little bullets into your guns so that when you go out and you talk to people, you can fire back at them right away. And then the bite is also about like biting somebody in the butt and showing them that we actually are talking about science here. And how Robert and I are designing this, it'll be something really different. I don't know how many of you guys are Fox News fans, but, or maybe just Mark Levin. I mean, Mark Levin has a television show on Sunday night on Fox that it's very unique in all of television and that it's one guest for the entire hour on their book, on a particular topic, and he asks good questions and lets the guests talk to like really drill down. So instead of having all kinds of guests, we're going to have one topic. And I've got an entire schedule written out for the entire year of the topics that we're going to talk about. And we're going to take a deep dive on that topic. And it's not going to be necessarily like, I know Robert does a lot of things on the news and timely events and what's going on in current events. This will be taking a deep dive. And so we're hoping that as he turns these into podcasts and you can re-listen to them over and over again, that perhaps you'll even set up your own notebook, like set up a notebook that you can take notes on each one of these things. Now, as part of those notebooks, because what we'll be doing each week is we will have a downloadable document for you that's a summary of everything that we've talked about or everything that I've talked about and the actual science links that you can go to the articles that I'm referencing, and you can look at them yourself. You can print them out and put them into your notebook.
Right. And look, last hour we have our friend Jonathan Emord. We're talking liberty issues, right, which are fundamental issues and do fit into the topic, of course. But for our purposes with Dr. Tenpenny, when we're on doing the V Science Bites, we are going to do those bite-sized morsels. Again, today might be a bigger bite, but we're going to start here. And again, I'm going to show you the document. Sherry, Dr. Tenpenny put this together. We'll cover like the illness itself. Like this month, we're obviously going to do the measles, the history of the vaccine itself, the ingredients within the vaccine, studies pointing to those issues. Again, we are relying on the peer-reviewed articles themselves so that when they come after us, like they do all the time, and Dr. Tenpenny, yeah, we're anti-science. It's like, no, we pulled it right out of your journals. All right? And then, of course, those so-called side effects that may be more appropriately called direct effects that are not desirable. They're marketed as side effects. But we'll be honest about that. We're going to pull it from the literature so that when you go out to the world with this information, the little bits and bites we get you, that you can then say, listen, you might not like what I'm saying, but don't call me anti-science. I'm pulling it right from the literature, and here's the link. So for those who can be swayed with real science, that's what we're doing this for. Again, the freedom issue is always part of this show, but again, we're narrowing our focus with V-Science Bites. Would that be fair to say, Dr. Tenpenny?
I think that's a great summary. And one of the things that we're setting up to do is to make it consistent. So this is like a class. It's like an actual, almost like our boot camp course that goes for 8 weeks, and we have open enrollment twice a year. We just finished the spring course. It's an actual, more like a course instead of so much of a conversation. Because we're going to cover, like what Robert said, we're going to cover the illness, the vaccines. We'll talk about the vaccine ingredients, and we'll pick out one or two of the vaccine ingredients and pull out information from the medical literature supporting the fact that these vaccines do, or that these ingredients cause harm. And then that's the first week. And then the second week, because we're going to be doing this twice a month, so every other Thursday for right now. And then in the second week, we're going to be talking about vaccine side effects. So we will spend a lot of time pulling information out of the medical literature, talking about the side effects of that particular vaccine. And we're starting out with measles for the obvious reasons, because everything is measles these
yes,
days.
Yes, everything is measles. So let's launch into this. And in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, you can follow along with us. That's the point of this, and making all the downloadable links available, and they're right there. The illness itself, measles, what do we find from the peer-reviewed articles, literatures, the doctor reports for, I don't know, a long time now, to bring us to where we can, let's say, get beyond the propaganda in the news cycle that we hear. It's the deadliest, most dangerous, most infectious disease.
Well, and it isn't. And it's been a viral infection that's been around for thousands of years. And really, it's a really mild infection in the vast majority of people. It's just once you get exposed to the virus, you have an incubation day of somewhere between 10 to 14 days. So from the time you're exposed till the time that the measles starts replicating enough in your body to make you sick is somewhere around, the average is about 12 days. They have what's called a prodromal phase, where your body's just starting to react to this viral infection. And it looks exactly like any other upper respiratory type of infection. The difference is that you also have like runny eyes, runny nose, and then you start this cough for a few days. You can have an elevated temperature, and the temperature can be pretty high. The medical literature says the temperature can go up to 105. Now, parents get so freaked out about fever. And I actually wrote an ebook that if you go to Vaxter.com and sign up for our email list, one of the free ebooks that you get from me is an ebook called The Importance of Fever. And it tells you why it's so important to have fever in your body and what you can do about it naturally to just support it. So it's not about having a high fever that's so terrifying. It's about knowing what to do with that fever. There are these spots that show up in your mouth. They're like a dark blue, kind of purpley patch, and they're usually back in the back part of your mouth around your molars, and the medical literature calls them Koplik spots. Probably Dr. Koplik found them somewhere along the line, and they're supposed to be pathognomonic for measles, meaning absolutely if you see this dark purpley little spot on the inside of your mouth back by your molars, that your doctor should suspect that you probably have measles. And then you start with this rash. It's a very fine light red rash starts on the face and over a period of 7 to 10 days goes from your face down across your chest and your back and your body and down to your legs. And during, and it's what's important about that rash and what separates a measles rash from any other type of viral rash is that if you press on it, it blanches, which means if you press on it, it disappears and then comes back. That's called blanching, and that's very characteristic of measles. And then as that gets down to through your legs, what ends up happening then is that you, it starts to go away. And the last thing that happens with measles is they call it a desquamation process, which means on the palms of your hands and the soles of your feet, the skin sort of flakes and sort of peels off. And that's the end of the virus. That's the virus getting out of your body. And that's it. I mean, that's it.
That's pretty much it. And, you know, of course, when we talk about those that are most vulnerable or the cases that they use as this is the reason why we must vaccinate everybody, it's so dangerous, they point to people that are severely immunocompromised, whether they be in the United States, which is very rare. Again, the number of measles deaths, apparently, I don't know, in the last 10 years, maybe one, I think, but 108. One, yeah. 108 deaths, I think, due to measles vaccines in that time period. But the idea of, like, putting poster children up for all the things that you want to, it's a tragedy. We don't like to see that. But is it the reality of measles, or are those extenuating circumstances due to other issues? Again, malnourishment, lack of sanitation. You know, there's a lot of factors when we begin to step away. And again, this is not just me, you know, being mad at the mainstream media or Dr. Tenpenny pointing. It's honestly pointing to the what we know of measles, what's in the medical literature, the peer-reviewed literature about who's really at risk for measles.
And it's mostly people that are vitamin A deficient. I mean, in third world countries that are vitamin A deficient, that you don't have yellow orange vegetables that are a lot handy. And it used to be that years ago, the World Health Organization, before they would do what they call a National Immunization Day, which they have all these volunteers that march across the country and deliver somewhere around 400,000 doses of vaccine. Before they would do that with a measles vaccine, they used to go and give doses of vitamin A 2 to 3 days before they would give the measles vaccines, which would greatly decrease the incidence of long-term complications, becoming sick from the vaccine, or even dying from the vaccine. I'm not sure what year they stopped doing that, but they don't do that anymore. They just don't.
Mm. No, they don't.
And because of that, one of the severe complications that everybody worries about with measles is this thing called SSPE, which is subsclerosing panencephalitis, which is a mouthful. And what it really is just an inflammation of the brain. The numbers are highly inflated and overblown about that in the American literature. And again, it's because people that were vitamin A deficient, and I would also argue that those probably what gives those kids an increased risk of side effects, not only from the measles vaccine or from the measles infection, having a low vitamin A, I would also say low vitamin D and iodine. Because iodine, we know even in the U.S., 19% of the population here in the U.S. is completely iodine deficient. And iodine completely protects the brain from viral insults.
Yes. And you know, this is why I'm also a big fan of selenium. Again, look in the peer-reviewed literature. When we talk about any viral manifestation or outbreak, we can see evidence of selenium deficiency as well.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
But these are not, again, discussed in the mainstream media, even though we could dig into the medical literature as we're doing here, and we'll be linking up on V-Science Bites. And by the way, I want to say a special thank you, a shout out to our friends at Trinity School of Natural Health. They're a big part of how, because they've invested in science and real healing, teaching the real stuff, and they've invested to help us to be able to bring you these V-Science Bites with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. So again, trinityschool.org, they're open enrollment in the month of May. Sign up for summer courses as soon as you're able. So very excited about that, Dr. Tenpenny.
That's very cool. Yes, thank you so much to Julie. Mm-hmm. So the second part, that's measles. So why all this measles hysteria? Why? I mean, I hear all these parents like hysterical about it. I don't want my kid to get sick. Well, newsflash, you have children, they're going to get sick. The important thing is to know what to do about it, which I know Robert talks a lot about on this show. So part two of V-Science Bite is a little bit about the vaccine history. Now remember, these are bites. They're not intended to be epistles. They're not intended to be the end-all, be-all, the comprehensive history of the measles vaccine. But the one thing that I think is really important for people to know, and we actually put a link in it to the notes here, is that the measles vaccine was, when it was first developed in 1958, it was an attenuated virus that they took the virus and they grew it in tissues over and over and over and over and over again. They passed it 28 times through human human cells, and then an additional 24 times through monkey kidney cells to make it so that if they took that virus and they injected it into your body, you would not develop measles infection, but your body would still develop an antibody to try to as a marker of contamination. But here's the key. Is for people to know that when they originally brought this virus to or this vaccine to market, the vaccine was first licensed in 1963, but before that, it was tested on 13 mentally retarded, institutionalized young people. So the original trials on this vaccine were really done unethically. Very unethically from the beginning. It was grown initially in human cells, and then it was tested on 13 mentally retarded institutionalized residents that were in a state institution. And that was that whole article that Dr. Sam Katz published about that was published in the American Journal of Health, Nation's Health in 1962. And we have the link in the notes where you can go and actually read that whole history for yourself.
Yes, the hyperlink's available. It's hot right now. You can see it and click there and learn about what Dr. Tenpenny's referencing here. Once again, and for her to say the words mentally retarded, supposedly you can't say that. I mean, you're reading exactly as it was described back then. We're using the language of the time and being, accurate to that. So you understand those things were happening. Horrific experiments on people unable to give consent, often in institutionalized places. And, you know, the whole science seemingly of a lot of these vaccines based on horrific, horrific events like that. So, Dr. Tenpenny, we go from that reality, again, a bite, a V-Science bite, and then we move to what's in a vaccine.
What's in this vaccine?
Or what's in specifically this vaccine, exactly.
So the MMR vaccine, and we've put up a link to an FDA.gov site that will take you directly to the package insert. Because a lot of times people are saying, where do I find package inserts? How do I find them? Well, for the MMR vaccine, we have the link that's available there. But here's something, and again, I hope that you guys will take notes and fill up a notebook as we go on over this. But there's a really good site. It's vaccinesafety.edu. Vaccinesafety.edu. That site is run by Johns Hopkins. And you can go there and get every single most current package insert right off of that one page. They have a lot of great information there that's just, it's really not propaganda. I mean, it really is just a really good place to go. And every year at the beginning of the year, they update the package inserts so that the most recent and the newest one is on that site if they've made any changes. So what's interesting here to me is that inside of each dose of an MMR vaccine, there's 1,000 units of measles virus, 1,000 units of rubella virus, but 12,500 units of mumps virus. And I really don't know why that is, Robert. I don't know why there was 12 times more mumps virus. If you just need more mumps virus to create an antibody response, but still you're talking about 14,000 viral particles that are being injected into your 1 year old child. In addition, we have sorbitol, gelatin, human albumin, neomycin, fetal bovine serum, which is serum that comes from baby cows, and then a lot of other miscellaneous buffers and media ingredients. I mean, that's really, you know, when Vaccine University has an entire course called Problematic Ingredients, and we go through each one of those in detail, and there's so much we could say about all of them, but we only have time to pick out one, and I picked out gelatin.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Greta Thunberg, the 16-year-old Swedish climate activist, apologized after telling a group of young supporters while speaking in English that politicians should be, quote, put against a wall, end of quote. Critics allege the remark delivered in Italy meant she was advocating for violence against world leaders who dodge their responsibilities on climate change. She said, we have to make sure they can never do that, that we put them against the wall, and that they will have to do their jobs and protect our futures. She said the phrase in her native language means only to hold people accountable. She also said she's going to be taking a break from activism, saying she will be home for Christmas, then taking a long holiday break because you have to step away. Otherwise, you can't do this all the time. On Thursday, the 16-year-old became the youngest person to be named Time Magazine's Person of the Year. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarus. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Gelatin causes so many problems. It's actually added to vaccines as a heat stabilizer, and it's supposed to, so when the vaccines are transferred from one place to another, the gelatin is supposed to keep the virus in its activated form. Now, Japanese researchers were the first ones to find this in the early 2000s, that they found a strong association between anaphylaxis and hypersensitivity reactions and hives from the gelatin. And the gelatin is now currently found in MMR, chickenpox, the shingles vaccine, and for those in the military, and sometimes for travelers, the Japanese encephalitis, the Japanese encephalitis virus. But there is 14,500 micrograms of gelatin in the MMR vaccine, and there's another 12,000 micrograms of gelatin in the chickenpox vaccine. So when they frequently give those two vaccines together, that's 26,000 micrograms of pro-inflammatory gelatin that once it's injected into the body creates an IgE antibody. Now, the IgE antibody is the one that causes it, that is associated with allergies. So there's two studies that I wanted to point out from this. One was in 2000 when the Japanese researchers published a study called Change in Gelatin Content of Vaccines Associated with a Reduced Report of Allergic Reactions. Imagine that. If they just cut out half of the gelatin, they could still have their fancy vaccines, but that they would not have as much reactions. They found that porcine gelatin was less reactive than bovine gelatin, but that both of them could cause anaphylaxis. Now, in Japan, they had a DPT vaccine that also had gelatin in it. And what they were finding was that the children who had gotten their DPT vaccine at 2, 4, and 6 months had been sensitized to the gelatin. So when they got their MMR vaccine with this large amount of gelatin in it at 1 year, they had anaphylactic shock. So the two studies that we talked about was that the gelatin causes IgE antibodies. That was published in Pediatrics in 2002. The Japanese researchers found that if they decreased the amount of vaccines, of gelatin in the vaccine, it would actually decrease the amount of anaphylactic shock. And they actually published an article in Biologics in 2003 that they found that if they remove the gelatin from the DPT vaccines and pre-sensitize, that there was decreased amount of gelatin of allergic reaction with the MMR. So, and interestingly enough, since 1993, the Japanese no longer use the MMR vaccine. They stopped using the MMR vaccine way in 1993. They're the only industrialized Western country that uses individual antigen vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
We don't use it here.
Now, I want to relate to you all because it's the first V-Science Bites we're doing. Those of you who are new to the show or what we're doing here, I am showing you right now, and you can see the cuts for those of you watching on YouTube and later on Brighteon.com and later when we have this taken considerably, just out on its own as V-Science Bites videos. Brighteon will be a very good place for us to be safe where we won't get censored on it. But I want to let you know that the date of show notes at robertscottbell.com. That is one of the places you will be certain that you'll see, as in the body of the notes of the today's V Science Bites, that you can actually click the hyperlinks. Because I know people are going, well, where do I find it? I see it on the screen. I'm not sure how to click it. That'll be one. There'll be more. But again, our initial launch right now in the show notes, go to robertscottbell.com. It'll be available elsewhere as well. But remember the date of the show. That's why I list it right now for those of you watching anytime in the future, which is your present, wherever you are. And it's fascinating, Dr. Tenpenny, as you relate these things and with these links from the peer-reviewed literature, I have a sense that most physicians, including pediatricians who administer these vaccines, have probably never opened any one of these articles to review them as a consideration for should I in this case, or should I not at all?
I agree with that's really true. And think about the number of kids in just in our country alone, Robert, that have food allergies and food sensitivities. And what was really interesting with reading these full text articles, because these are links to full text articles, so you can read the whole article there. What was interesting is when they were doing some things, trying to decide if it really was the gelatin or not, they chose in the control group and in the experimental group, these people were not allergic to gelatin that they ate. They had no food sensitivity to gelatin. But in their control group, they had no anaphylaxis if people just ate the gelatin. But in the experimental group, when they injected the MMR vaccine that had those 14,000 micrograms of gelatin, they developed IgE antibodies, 27% of them, mm-hmm. even though they had no previous gelatin allergies to food. So this comes up a lot. People will say, well, you know, what's the difference? You know, I can eat Jell-O. Is it really different? Well, there's a difference between ingesting or eating and injecting it into the muscle that becomes a contaminant that the body tries to get rid of and becomes allergic to. And so we see all of these kids now with all of these asthma, allergies, eczema, all these other types of autoimmune allergic types of things, these eosinophilic esophagitis. I can't tell you. I never even heard of that diagnosis 5 years ago. And now we see all these kids and adults with this eosinophilic esophagitis, which is an allergic reaction to food. And I always do in our history in our office, we always talk about what vaccines have you had. And it's the people that have had a recent booster or had a problem with or have had an MMR that we frequently see an increased incidence of this eosinophilic esophagitis. Mm-hmm. And so we're injecting a foreign substance, gelatin, that can come from either cows or pigs into the body. That's a foreign protein. And then the body says, how do I get rid of this? Oh, this is causing an allergic response that stays around potentially forever and can even lead to anaphylactic shock for which you could potentially die.
Mm. Well, again, big questions, big answers in V-Science Bites here today. We've got another big question that comes up all of the time, and unfortunately, again, in the mainstream media, propagandized that you could never get the measles from a measles vaccine. If so, then what is happening? And I believe that's the next question that will be answered by peer-reviewed medical literature.
Yeah, it was interesting because this comes up a lot, and we've seen it a lot with all of this discussion in all these different states with these mandatory vaccination laws for measles. And there's been these splitting hairs on serotypes versus genotypes. And, you know, they say that the measles, there's only one serotype, but there's like 27 different genotypes. The only genotype that's inside of the vaccine is genotype A. And all the, and that's pretty much been eliminated, and they use these other genotypes to try to figure out, did this kid get measles from somebody visiting from Ethiopia or from Argentina, or is it that they got the measles from serotype A, which was inside of the actual vaccine? Are these live viruses shedding and other people becoming sick? So when I looked into the medical literature, I found two articles. The first article is local. It was the name of the article is Local Public Health Response to Vaccine-Associated Measles, a Case Report. This was published in 2013, so that's pretty recent. And it was published in the Biomed Central's Public Health Journal as a case report. And this was the case report. This was a 5-year-old Canadian boy who had received a stem cell transplant at 2 years of age. And then 3 years later was vaccinated with an MMR vaccine. He contracted all the symptoms of measles, and they did blood tests, they did swabs, and it was positive for vaccine strain measles, and he had had no other exposures to anyone else who could have possibly had a wild type measles. So the World Health Organization actually even confirmed that it was genotype A vaccine strain measles that caused the problem. And the conclusion in the article says this: vaccine associated measles infections are clinically indistinguishable from wild-type measles infections and have occurred in both healthy and immunocompromised children. So there's case report number one, and we've got the full text article link up there to you that comes from the Public Health Journal in 2013. The second case report was also from December of 2013 from the Journal of Eurosurveillance. So this is a European journal, and it was a case report that described a case of measles that had come from an MMR vaccine. It was confirmed through PCR testing at 5 weeks after the shot had been given. It was confirmed to be vaccine strain measles by the National Microbiology Laboratory of Winnipeg, Canada. So the comment here is two articles that we know for sure that children had the shot and got sick from the shot. Mm. So that for those that say that a vaccine cannot cause an illness, Well, here's two solid examples published in peer-reviewed medical journals saying that the measles was caused by the vaccine.
Folks, this is a profound first step, and I'm so impressed with my friend Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and who wouldn't be, honestly. She put this together this week in the midst of all the things that she does regularly, and in this case, we have achieved our first episode of the V-Science Bites, and you did it in about 30 minutes.
And you know what was so interesting, Robert, is that to kind of pull out, to try to put this together in this format that we want to use about the infection and then about the history, because I always love history. If you've heard me give lots of talks on vaccines, and you know that I always talk about the history, because if we don't know from whence we come, how can we do anything better or different? And then something about the ingredients, and then the next one that we do in 2 weeks, I've got a long list of vaccines-related side effects from the MMR vaccine. But what was really hard, the hardest part about this, is that in the Tenpenny Research Library that I said will be open tomorrow, we have over 150 articles in the library just on problems associated with measles and MMR. That's one page, 150, just on this one vaccine showing problems associated with it. And so when they say we have no science, we have more than 150 articles pulled from the mainstream peer-reviewed medical journals on problems associated with measles, mumps, and rubella, but primarily the MMR vaccine. How could they say that there's no science? It's sort of like we talked a little bit about they call us names. Mm-hmm. The name I want to call them is illiterate.
Illiterate. By their behavior, you shall know them. They're not reading this stuff. And if they are, of course, they're just flat out lying to you. So I can't impugn every individual. I don't know where people are at, whether they're lying or ignorant. But the point of the V-Science Bites is to let you have access to this. If you have good relationships and rapport with doctors and scientists, you can point to the peer-reviewed articles in a very small, bite-sized manner that can perhaps start changing. I'd call it consciousness. Somebody would, that's not very scientific, right? But you got to be conscious to ask questions, do you not?
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Scott Bell Show.
Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's willingness to invest many thousands of hours, and that's an understatement, of research time, and to get to this point where, again, with a week, I know this was coming, but you threw this together, and I'm like looking at the timing, and we're going to be able to cut out that video portion for future utilization through Vaxter or any other sites that we want to publish this on. Of course, at Brighteon, in case YouTube ever tries to say, we can't have science going out. You know, we're gonna make it available in so many places. Right now, you'll be able to hear it on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, and of course, World Broadcasting Network. And you know, we don't want to limit and go one pipe, because that's when you have one pipeline, they cut that pipeline, you're done. This is what we're finding out with censorship. So what I've always been out about is freely communicating this and trying to get it out through every means possible. So Sherry, this is, like I said, quite an auspicious start, in my opinion.
Okay. Well, there's two other things I want to say about the library before we, mm-hmm. you know, just so people know. Like I said, it's being uploaded right now onto our primary servers. It's gone through lots of renditions and lots of different things. It's searchable, mm-hmm. and it's free. So all you have to do, if you want to go in and search for your names, a vaccine, an ingredient, a condition, all these things, we've got over 10,000 articles in there. And all you have to do is register. You just have to register to go in and look around. You will see on your exit, when you exit the site, there'll be a little pop-up window that says, "Did you find what you were looking for?" And if you click on no, then it'll take you to a page and say, "We're sorry you were disappointed. Please tell us what you're looking for so we can continue to grow and improve the site." Mm-hmm. If it says yes, you click on yes, it will take you to a site that says, please continue to support our work, and it gives you an opportunity to donate, like a couple bucks. And you don't have to. You can say no thank you, or I did it the last time, or, you know, whatever. It's just an option for you to be able to support our work and support our researchers to continue to do that. And the other thing that really super supports our work is if you join our email list by going to 555-888. 555-888 and put MVI, like Mastering Vaccine Info, in the subject line, and that will put you right into our email list, and you'll get lots of information about as we put out more courses, when the boot camp opens. We'll announce every week, you know, about when V-Science Bites is going to be available. So like what Robert said, there's all these different avenues of different ways that you can support this work. It doesn't even cost you anything just to put your email list in someplace, you know.
Beautiful. And I want to say again, thank you to Julie Whitman Klein and the family at Trinity School of Natural Health. Not everybody's invested in the science, and I've been through programs there, and they really are. And supporting your freedom to heal, your rights, and the rights of those who would want to help others to heal. Again, not to pretend you're something that you're not, but their programs are extensive, and they're growing. You can see here in the screen grab, those of you watching, from health coach to certified natural health professional. There's a lot of things you can do into iridology. Again, we need more people that can help people, that can empower people. And if you go to trinityschool.org, their open enrollment is going on, I think, through May 28th. So please sign up to get in for the summer sessions. And don't wait. We need more people empowering other people to get well. We don't necessarily need more pharmaceutically trained medical doctors. There's plenty of those to go around, believe me. And we need to counteract that, or we need to help those medical doctors that are out there with the science fight.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA has gone beyond infection, and it's now a cancer, and it has no integrity left upon which to build a new healthy foundation. They have no interest in doing their job of protecting the American public. If the drug industry needs a regulatory agency to look the other way on drug safety, then just create your own dang one. Don't let the taxpayers have to fund your illicit, dangerous, and deadly activity. And if they want your drugs, they'll buy them. They want them. When they learn the truth, they're not gonna. And that's what you don't want. That's what you can't handle. You can't handle freedom.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom.
And the bureaucrats, too, in lust with money and power to give up their pharmaceutical teeth. And the mainstream media is not willing to go on record to acknowledge this truth because they're all on drugs, just like the senators, the congressmen, the president. What other explanation is there? You tell me.
The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.